This is Keith Price's Curtain Call. This is Keith Price, and welcome to another edition of Keith Price's Curtain Call. And look at this, short like a boomerang, this guy. We had one moment just a couple of weeks ago, and now he's back, just like all the other men in my life. How are you, Jonathan Josephson?
I'm good. Good to talk to you again, Keith.
The prize-winning playwright, Jonathan Josephson. You see, now you have to say that now, because that's your new moniker.
Yeah, I've got business cards.
Well, Jonathan, again, when we were talking last time, first of all, you know, I'm excited about this anthology. I can't wait for it to finally come out, because Jonathan is one of the winners of the Samuel French Off-Broadway Short Play Festivals. He won a slot with his Grandpa and the Rabbi. I'm saying it right off the top of my head. That's why it sounds so flip. But you were, it's the Grandpa and the New Rabbi, correct? No.
Grandpa and the Gay Rabbi.
And the Gay Rabbi. But that's because he was a new gay. Hey. So, again, but with this wonderful piece, and now, as again, part of his excitement is that he is a producer on his own with Unbound Productions as the executive director and the artistic director, Paul Millett. They have this fantastic thing that they're doing for all of you folks out in California, out in the Los Angeles areas. This is something that's really great, because you're doing experimental outdoor theater, but at the same time, you're breaking world premieres all at the same. It's like you're just a hodgepodge for the Wicked Lit 2016, the big event that you do every year. This is like the thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really become certainly dominant in my life, and fortunately, really become a thing to do in October in the LA area. We've had many articles and reviews come out over the last couple of years, and especially this year, calling us one of the top things to do in October. Time Out LA has called us one of the reasons why Halloween is better in LA. And we were actually the only event that they named by name. And considering that Disneyland and Universal Studios Hollywood do Halloween attractions, but they decided to call out Wicked Lit. That was really cool. And there's a bunch of local and national blogs and websites. Everybody from hardcore theater lovers to people who are also reviewing giant attractions at theme parks that say Wicked Lit is really special. So we're really happy with to the level that we've come. That's why we've been able to extend the show for 7 weeks. We run through November 12th. And everything's going really, really well. So I'm excited to talk to you more about it.
This is really great. So now you have 4 world premieres. Is that right? All of the shows that are here that are going to be presented, that are presenting right now currently for the Wicked Lit, they're all new shows?
Or all
new adaptations?
Yeah, and they're all adaptations of sorts. Unbound has actually produced 30 world premieres since we started in 2009. And when we do present a non-world premiere, it's every non-world premiere we've ever produced, we also produce the world premiere. So we're a big believer in generating new work and generating new work that's specific to our aesthetic. And because we're site specific, we're also working with playwrights and directors to create space plays for our space, which is of course Mountain View Mausoleum and Cemetery, a functioning mausoleum and cemetery where you move through the hallways of the mausoleum and in among the headstones in the graveyard where you see these plays happen all around you.
Oh, so you're basically walking over dead people.
Yeah, there's some elements to that, but for the most part we keep you away from physically on the grave site. There's a couple places when you're walking through where you are walking on graves.
Yeah.
But that's what people are doing every day when the facility is open to the public. It's four world premieres, 3 plays, literal adaptations of characters in beginning, middle, and end. And the fourth piece is what we call the frame, which is the pre-show entertainment, some performances during the intervals, and then a little quick button right before the curtain call. So it's not quite a play. It has characters, but it's not necessarily a traditional beginning, middle, and end.
Wow. So, again, at this point, Jonathan Josephson is with me here on the Curtain Call, and we're talking about the Wicked Lit 2016 festival. I like to think of it as a festival because people can come to this event and go to one of the 3 main productions. Or how does this work for them? Are they able to see all of them at different days if they decide to come back? Or do they
actually, when you buy a ticket for Wicked Lit, you see everything on one night, and that's really the only way to do it. What happens is you purchase a ticket, you're one of about 100 people for that night. You then are divided into a group of three, and then with that group, you physically rotate like clockwork around the grounds, and you see all three plays over the course of the night. So wow. The actors are performing the play three times, and the crew and everybody behind the scenes is running each of the plays three times. So you see all three plays in one night. You can't like see one and then come back and see the other one.
Oh, wow.
And then the frame, so when the plays are resetting and all the different nooks and crannies of the cemetery and mausoleum, there's some other entertainment going on. This year, the frame is called Camp Mountain View. So you've been invited to a summer camp in the fall, that's run by a zombie, a ghost, a vampire, and a werewolf. And so they're sort of a motley crew that do improv and entertainment, and they do campfire stories as sort of the centerpiece of Camp mm-hmm. Mountain View. And then there's also apparition archery and ghostly arts and crafts. So there's some interactive activities for our audience to play with the camp and the camp counselors that guide you through these fun things.
I love that. I love it. Jonathan Josephson with me here on The Curtain Call, and we're talking about the Wicked Lit 2016 theater extravaganza that's happening at the Mountain View Cemetery. Is that right?
Yeah, Mountain View Mausoleum and Cemetery. The show itself covers about two city blocks. When you're at the mausoleum, you're going up and down three levels of the mausoleum. You're guided by a story guide the entire time. So you're actually following an actor who tells you where to go and where to stand and where to sit. It's not like a Sleep No More or something like that, where
right.
you sort of wander freely.
Uh-huh.
It's very structured and scripted. So it's, and then on the cemetery side, it's the same thing. You're in a giant, vast space, but the actors guide you where to go. And that particular play is all standing. But as this adaptation of The Nonce and the Demons comes alive from every which way, it's really 360 degrees. I guess it's not totally from underneath your feet, but it's certainly over your head, behind you, all around you. There's seven actors this year. The overall show has 20 actors. This year we also have puppeteers, and we have crew members doing double and triple duty as all kinds of different things as part of the cast. So it's not a jump scare event. You know, nothing's
right.
touching you, nothing's leaping out from behind something and just yelling in your face. It's all narrative storytelling and plays. But it definitely, the space gives a lot of atmosphere. And Anansi and the Demons, which I also I wrote the adaptation, is set in a cemetery. So when they're referring to the demons inhabiting this burial garden on Ashanti territory, you are looking around and you're seeing the thing that these interlopers have built on sacred ground.
Oof. See, I'm already creeped out, dude. And it's like, and I'm thinking, I gotta bring my good shoes, my good running shoes, because
exactly.
I don't like stuff jumping out. I know there's nothing jumping out, but you got me in the cemetery, and that's already creepy. So one wrong noise, I'm out.
Yeah, and that actually happened to my wife. There was a key that was added to a play that I didn't know about,
uh-huh.
and she watched the play for the first time. This was years ago. And she was out in the cemetery, and she stood exactly in the wrong spot where this giant sound cue erupted from a speaker. And then there was an actor who was screaming this curse because the guy generations before had murdered her, as you do in Wicked Lit. And she got the full brunt of this, like, screaming, howling,
oh, God.
You know, spirit demon. And she was very mad at me. I think she's still a little mad at me. And even though this was 6-7 years ago. So yeah, I mean, that can happen. It's not likely to happen, and mm-hmm. and actually really won't happen with this year's show. There's just nothing like that to happen.
Wow. Well, gosh, man, this is really great. So this goes from now until November 12th, and you have
four more weeks.
You have a really wonderful schedule. So that means, like, trying to get tickets now for Halloween is going to be even extra special. Like, is this something that people are planning on doing for Halloween as, like, a destination?
Absolutely, yeah. We've sold out every performance up until this point. We're totally sold out for this week.
Wow.
It's been really funny because people who love our show love Halloween. We get a disproportionate amount of people who are born in the month of October,
uh-huh.
Who just love Wicked Lit and love Halloween. But we do have tickets available for next week. There's a sliding scale, so as you get closer to Halloween, it gets a little bit more expensive, and then as you go into November, it backs off a little.
Right.
But yeah, it's you know, the week of Halloween, people start to come in costume, which we certainly welcome people to do. Although we ask for just human-sized costumes, nothing that makes you bigger than a human.
Like a tasteful slutty kitten.
Exactly. Yeah, like no furries, just because it takes up too much room and we are limited on space. And no hats because you might be in front of somebody, and no masks just because visibility is really critical and we need you to be able to see. But yeah, if people want to come in costume, our actors are in costume, so why can't they be in costume? So why not?
Look at that. That's fabulous. Well, gosh, man. Well, this is really great. I'm so glad to catch up with you because, again, like we talked before, and I knew that this was happening, and I'm glad you reached out to remind me because for those people who are in LA that are listening to this podcast that are looking for something to do on in this these days leading up to Halloween and even then after, this is an absolutely groovy, groovy sounding thing to do. Are you kidding? I think this is fabulous.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, you know,
so far.
I think that at this point now, it's a testament to how we're keeping theater alive because we're treating theater as this living being that can be someplace else. It can be beyond just the four walls of a theater. And you've taken this experience and you've added this dimension to it, which I think is fantastic. I think it's fabulous. So good luck to you,
yeah,
mister.
Well, thank you. And we love doing that. And that's part of, you know, that's why Wicked Lit is Wicked Lit. We knew if we were just doing it in the theater, you know, we could throw all the fun stuff out of that we wanted to, but it's being in the space. And especially for the mausoleum, they love having people there who aren't breathing, who can appreciate the architecture and whatnot. That's why, like, later in the year, we're doing a mystery lit reading at a classic train depot at the LA Arboretum. And we're going to try and do the same thing where we bring life to a space that's kind of ignored. People don't even know that it's there. And we've done that for the mausoleum too, where a lot of people had no idea that this incredible facility was right in their own backyard. And here they are having this cool theatrical experience. So
amazing.
Yes, there's a lot of great people doing site-specific work, and we're proud to be a part of that community. And yeah, and if people want to get more information, it's wickedlit.org. Hope that folks can join us for the show this year.
I love it. Wickedlit.org is the email address that you can go, or the website that you can go to see about getting tickets. There's also the backstage experience passes that are available as well, where you can get backstage and see how the magic is done.
Yes. Yeah. And I lead those on Thursdays and Sundays. So if you're around and you want to talk to me, I'll be there.
Oh, that's fantastic. And again, for more information, go to wickedlit.org. You can there's a number you can call too, 323-332-2065. Because you know there's some people that still kick it old school.
Crazy.
But again, how fabulous, Jonathan. So thanks again for taking time out your schedule. And you can go. This is Wicked Lit 2016 at the Mountain View Mausoleum and Cemetery in Los Angeles. Y'all just all up to shenanigans out in L.A. Can't even with
right.
You guys. Scary. So, oh, look, I see that there's ample free parking on the ground. So yeah. I guess having a limited number of people coming, this is a great. That's a good thing to know, that there'll be a place to park because you people in California love your cars. All right.
That's true.
I love it. So thanks a lot, man, and good luck. And again, go to wickedlit.org for more information. And, you know, go get your scary on because I don't know if I – again, you taking me in a cemetery, Jonathan. I don't do cemeteries well. I'm too superstitious and old. But for y'all young people that ain't scared –
Yeah, I mean, you need to be a fairly intrepid theater goer, so we understand.
I love the theater, but the cemeteries, this just scares me. Because this is a real cemetery. This isn't like, you know, stage cemetery.
That's true.
I love it.
Yep, and yeah. Oh, well, thanks, Keith.
This is great. Just like, you know, my luck, you'll take me someplace and then just leave me there, and then I'll be freaked out forever. Great. Anyway, again, thank you, Jonathan, for hanging out with me. This is really cool. Very good. So, again, wickedlit.org. For more information, go find out about it. Get your freak on in L.A. This is kind of fun. I love that. Thanks a lot, man.
Awesome. Thanks.
All right, and we'll be back.